Okay, so good evening. Good evening sa inyo. Ni hao ma.
Good evening.
Siyempre kasama ko na naman si Vibs, ang ating co-host, at si John, ang ating silent partner.
Hello.
So yun. So siyempre pag-uusapan natin ngayon yung medyo mabigat na subject. Hindi naman mabigat, pero it's been brewing for so long. Everybody knows about it. Nobody wants to talk about it. And even the developers know about it. We've got some articles and all that to post. Siguro pag na-post namin to, nakasama dito yung mga hawak ng company, ika nga ng Tencent, yung mga ganyan. So we're talking about the embroiling issue with the China Hong Kong Blizzard fiasco na dahil doon lumabas ngayon yung hindi naman masasabi natin baho, pero lumabas ngayon kung gaano ka influential ang Chinese ang pag sinabi po natin hindi tayo magiging racist dito, hindi natin, we're not talking about the Chinese race or anything, but basically China in general, meaning the government itself, the companies that they support, or because I think, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, I think all of Chinese mainland or Chinese companies, the party or the Chinese party has a say in it. Katulad yung siyempre we've heard about Huawei, and how America is actually banning them. That they're banned from doing business because of certain spy issues that they're selling on their phones, yung mga ganyan. Kasi because of the involvement of the Chinese government. So, hindi lingit sa kalaman ng mga gaming ang word na Tencent because of, I think Riot Games is 100% Tencent owned. Mm-hmm. And alam naman natin Riot Games is the creator of League of Legends. So,
ano ba yung Tencent? Malay mo may mga ano tayo, mm-hmm, listeners tayo na hindi familiar kung ano yung, okay, Tencent, eh, diba?
So, Tencent, ano siya? It's a typical investment company. It's a huge conglomerate ng companies that own several media companies. Actually, maraming galamay ito, eh. Parang Google, kumbaga. Kasi laki ng Google to, tsaka namang Facebook. So marami silang mga owned companies. Ako personally, my personal involvement, this is when I worked with 51Talk. You have to install most of their programs. Katulad yung mga QQ, yung mga ganyan, which is parang Yahoo Messenger nila, ganon, sa China. So you have to install that, yung mga ganyan, lahat yan Tencent. So they are a software company that's also an investment company and all that. So they have investment on several, even Hollywood, they have investment in, mm-hmm, that. So kayo magugulat kung kasama yung mga Hollywood sa mga ganyan. Also, mostly, they invest in games. Particularly, yung mga alam na natin, mga indie studios, indie development studios na medyo gusto nilang pumunta sa main market. Wala silang pera, wala silang investors. Isa yung Tencent na usually tumitingin sa kanila. I think mga MMOs usually ang pinapasok ng Tencent. Kasi nga, alam na naman natin sa Asia, malaki yung MMO, eh. Malaki ang MMO market. Mm-hmm. Ano ba yung BDO, which is yung Black Desert Online, isa sa malaking ano, hawak ng Tencent yan.
It's sabi mo BDO ng bangko.
Ay, hindi.
Kaya nga, eh, napaisip din ako.
Chinese ang may-ari din ng BDO, pero hindi natin alam. We wouldn't know, kasi malaki talaga yung, malawak talaga yung galamay nila. We're not saying they're an evil corporation. It's just that their ties...
Typical investment, ano?
Oh, typical investment. The thing is, it's actually special when it comes to Chinese companies because they're tied up to the party. Ano bang tao sa'yo? Democratic Party of China. Diba? So, their ties with the government itself is what the issue is. Now, sabihin na naman din para sa mga hindi nakaka-intindi ang what really happened. So, I think the entire fiasco of this spilling out of control is because of what happened in a Blizzard. I'm not sure if it's an event, pero there are casters involved. And there was one particular player for Blizzard, which is Blitzchung. So I forgot the name eh, pero her, his last name is Chung. So he's in support of the Hong Kong protest. So narinigan na natin kung ano yung Hong Kong protest para sa mga hindi nakakaano. I mean, the people of Hong Kong are protesting against the law of extradition for Hong Kong. Ibig sabihin kung may kasalanan ka or in suspicion ka of a crime in Hong Kong, if it's against the party's rules, you will be extradited to the mainland, which is doon nagalit yung mga tao kasi parang, di ba, parang try nyo kami sa sarili naming lugar, sabihin Hong Kong mismong, Hong Kong courts, Hong Kong everything, pero huwag nyo kaming dalhin sa mainland kasi hindi naman kami nakatira dyan. Ngayon, the protest is now very straightforward, meaning they're now asking for separation from China. Now, going back to Blitz Chung, all he did was just speak out for that he supports the Hong Kong protest. Ang immediate ginawa nun is because it's a tournament, ang ginawa immediately ng Blizzard, according to their rules, is that if you do such a thing, if you offend several certain people and all that, you will be suspended from the tournament and they will pull out the prize money. So that's exactly what happened. And now, madaming sectors yung story kasi nga, ultimo yung mga Blizzard employees against dun sa nangyari kay Blitz Chung na hindi dapat ginawa yun and all that because Blizzard is all about freedom of speech and basically the slogan of every voice matters, which is...
Contradicting, diba?
Oo nga eh, which is engraved in the statue in front of the Blizzard office. Pa mismo. So, sino ba yun dyan? Mm-hmm. Sino ba yung orc yun, di ba?
Si ano, si Thrall.
Oo, oh, si Thrall yun, di ba? Oo nga pala siya pangalap yung aktivista sa mga orcs. Ano? Number one aktivista ng orcs yan, si Thrall. Tapos, yun nga, it all started there. Ginawa nga ng mga employees, may isang employee na gumawa na tinakpan niya ng papel mismo. Yung nakalagay na every voice matters just because if this is gonna be our stance when it comes to that, de takpan na lang natin to kasi wala nang saysay. Diba? Every voice matters doesn't matter anymore. Ika nga. So, ayun, ngayon na. And I think naglabas na yata si ano, diba? Yung president ng Blizzard.
Sino nga bang ano ngayon?
Si ano yung bago yun eh.
Hindi na si Morheim.
Hindi na si Morheim. So, I think yung long, medyo chubby na may ponytail eh. Yun yung, I think the last BlizzCon, they announced it, right? So, yun.
I think it's Allen. Allen Brack.
Kala ko first. Allen, si Allen.
Sino yung
si bagong
president, diba?
Yung pagkakasabi.
Si Tropang Allen.
Yung pagkakasabi mo, Bish, parang si Allen na ngayon. Yung taga
si ano. Si Allen. Nalala ko bigla eh. Taga ano lang yan. Malapit lang yan sa amin. Hindi kasi nakamit ako kanina. Tapos sinasabi ko na yung pangalan ng president. Nakamit pala. Kaya nang pagka-unmit ko.
Si Allen.
Sorry,
si
commercial break.
Yung anak ni ano, Allen. Yung siya yung president ngayon. Ba't ko tinitignan dito? Si, ano pala, si J. Allen Brack. Ayun, meron pala akong news dito. Tinitignan. So anyway, siya yung ano, and he's claiming, after like apologizing and all that, tapos parang reducing the punishment or actually turning the punishment, parang suspended na lang siya for a short period of time. And he's saying that the Chinese interests had no influence on Blitz Chung ban. So yun yung mga ano, parang ako naman naisip,
nakakatawa. Like,
Chinese word yun eh, we. ang ibig sabihin nun, guys, pag nagdududa kayo, yun, Chinese word yun actually sinabi namin. Mm-hmm. Weh, yun. Pag may kay-chase kayo, vegan, sabihin nyo lang maintindihan niya yan. Yun. So, pero totoo yun. Kasi, I mean, we all know Chinese has a huge market pagdating sa Blizzard and all that. Yun, isa nga yan sa mga rason kaya sila nag-spawn ng ano yan, yung issue last year, di ba dyan, yung yung Diablo Immortal. Kaya ginawa ang Diablo Immortal, which is the first mobile game of Blizzard, or first Diablo mobile game ever, is because of the Chinese market, or the Asian market in general, that is leaning towards mobile, the mobile gaming industry. Hindi naman din pwedeng i-deny na parang hindi, mas malaki yung mga ano, hindi pwede kasi ilan nung kakilala mo na lang ilan na nagmo-Mobile Legends, 'di ba? Ganun na lang 'yun, yun lang yung sukatan eh, parang ilan ang kakilala mo nagmo-Mobile Legends? Madami, 'di ba? So, with that, pero pag tinanong mo, ilan ang nag-GTA 5 sa mga kilala mo? 'Di ba? Basta sabi mo lang, ay, mga gamer friends ko lang, di ba? Ay, mga ganyan. Oy, nalaro mo na ba yung ganito? Malamang hindi pa. Di ba? So, mas malaki talaga pag yun pala nga sukatan, makikita mo talaga na, I mean, the mobile industry is thriving when it comes to Asia. As, I mean, there, I don't know the reason behind it.
If I remember correctly, kay sa isang friend natin, so China, malakas talaga ang mobile gaming. As in, sobrang. At saka, halos lahat
on the
ng...
go.
I mean, lahat ng transaction nila, mobile na rin eh. So,
oh, totoo yan.
WeChat.
Pay to win.
I mean,
even sa mga supermarkets eh.
Oh, most ng ano ngayon, most ng Asian, including up to like East Asia, which is India, hanggang doon, ang uso na ngayon is like mobile payments. Wala na silang cash talaga yung nahawakan. The entire Asian industry is turning into a cashless industry. Kahit naman tayo, I mean, gusto mong bumili online and everything, pupunta ka sa 7-Eleven, yung cash mo, ibibigay mo sa 7-Eleven, magiging digital na siya, babayad mo. Magbabayad ka ng Meralco ngayon. Hindi mo na kailangan pumunta sa Meralco stations. Meron ng online mismo ang Meralco, doon ka na magbabayad, lalagay mo lang yung... kasi ngayon, karamihan ngayon ng ATM cards is debit cards na sila. Kasi may mga chips na sila ngayon eh. So lahat sila, either MasterCard or Visa na. So pwede mong gamitin yan sa debit card. So ilalagay mo na lang yung number doon, okay na. Karamihan ngayon online payments. Ako, I mean, personally, I hate to go to like 7-Eleven or ganyan. Kasi nga, it defeats the purpose eh, na pumunta ka pa doon. Tapos mag, yung parang, doon na lang ako mismo magbabayad sa Meralco, doon na lang ako mismo magbabayad sa ganyan. Ba't pa ako pupunta sa 7-Eleven or something like that? Diba? Parang,
ganun din,
diba? So, ngayon, lahat, minsan yung mga banking sites, mobile na ngayon, diba? So, may mga app na sila sarili, you wanna pay the bill, ala, automatic na. Mas trusted pa kasi syempre, galing sa sarili mong banko yun eh. Diba? Hindi ka madadaya. Hindi ka, wala ka nang pinupunta na third party and all that. So, yun. Yun yung maganda dun. Ang ano lang kasi is everything is turning into a mobile industry. So, kaya yun yung magiging target ng mga Chinese market and everything. Gusto mo mag-mobile ka. Ang nakakatawa nga lang sa Chinese market is because sobrang yung mga tao tulad yung sobrang mahilig sila sa mobile, mahilig sila sa online gaming, mahilig sila sa lahat is sa Asia ko lang sa Asia mo lang talaga makikita na your voice is mute when it comes to pay to win situations, diba dyan? Kasi dito thriving ang thriving kasi ang pay to win sa Korea, sa Japanese, Chinese MMOs, lahat pay to win eh. Ibig sabihin they will pay because their economies are thriving. So, what if I can just pay for just one weapon that is overpowered regardless, diba? So, parang, sige, bayaran ko na lang. Yung mga normal sa kanila yan. Kaya nga minsan nagmimix yung mga sa mga AAA, may kita mo parang mayroong yung mga katulad ng EA, diba? Pag sa EA, maglabas ka ng pay-to-win or kahit anong industry, maglabas ka ng pay-to-win mechanic, magwawala yung buong ano eh. Magawala yung buong gaming industry. Pero sa Chinese, wala ka maririnig na ganun. Parang, hey, okay lang yan. Kasi walang mahirap sa kanila ngayon eh. Sa totoo lang. Sobrang thriving talaga yung economy nila. Ganyan talaga pag thriving. Parang, pag naranasan nila ng Pilipinas yan, maangas pa tayo sa mga Chinese. Well, anyway, this is not about the Chinese people. We're just talking about, we're going back to the reach of the Chinese market. So, ano ba yan? Teka, pull up nga yung article na yun. Nasa na ba yun? Nasa yung page ano? Na? Oo. Nasa ano natin yun, di ba? Yung mahabang article na sang katutak ang hawak talaga ng ano? Sang katutak ang hawak ng Tencent ano? Ng company. Grabe. May hindi ko nga akalain eh na I mean ultimo Ubisoft, although 5% lang yata I think yung hawak nila sa Ubisoft. Pero they still an invest, pero wala silang ano, may mga company kasi na you can invest but you don't have like a board seat. Wala kang seat dun sa board nila. Wala kang influence whatsoever. You do have what do you call this? Yun lang, parang share lang sa investment, so kita and everything. Pero hindi talaga ibig sabihin na pwede ka makialam dun sa mga katulad na nangyayari ngayon. Katulad na nangyayari ngayon sa Blizzard na parang pwede na lang sabihan si Blizzard na parang hindi yan kasi nagbigay kami sa inyo ng malaking pera and all that. So, yun. So, ito yung mga list ng companies. Yun nga, sabi ko nga kanina is Riot is number one, 100% owned. So, League of Legends. I'm not saying you boycott League of Legends or what not. Siyempre, kumataas na yung mga rank nila. Bakit? Pero, Tencent actually took over most of yung financing ng Riot Games. Yun. Epic Games. If you guys are buying Epic Games, that is 40% Tencent owned. Ibig sabihin, Tencent has its mitts on both of the most famous Battle Royale games, which is PUBG and Fortnite. So
Fortnite. Supercell, they own 80% of it.
Bluehole is actually sinasabi nila 11.5% lang naman yung pero I'm not really sure of their influence when it comes to that. Pero yun. Pag alam naman natin na pag Pilipino ka tapos naglalaro ka ng PUBG, alam mo na kung sino yung mga nandyan. May mga sumisigaw na China number one dyan. So, alam mo
China
na yan.
China number one.
Oo. Ayun, nagbibigay ng instruction Chinese. Yung parang, oo na, mas marami kayo magsalita pero wala sa amin nakakaintindi sa inyo. Diba? Ayun. Ubisoft is 5%. So, this is a reason why malakas ang influence ng mga what do you call this? Chinese content is what I call it. Is ibig sabihin, Ubisoft has this game called For Honor. Recently, they introduced a set of parang a new faction there that is all dedicated to like Chinese fighters. I'm not saying that they have influence, pero obviously, this is a way to encourage like Chinese players to ano bang tawag doon? Yung parang for you to see yourself in the game na parang uy, represented kami. So may representation. May representation ka sa game. Ibig sabihin, sa Tekken, yung mga hindi naglalaro ng Tekken, pero pag nalaman mo na may Filipino player sa Tekken, bakit hindi ka maglalaro ng Tekken? Diba? So automatic yung sa isip mo na parang oy, represented ako diyan. Diba? Fighter ang nation ko, kasama kami sa Tekken. So ito naman kasama sila sa For Honor roster, which is mostly the initial roster of initial factions of For Honor is like samurais versus the Vikings versus knights, which is European, two of them, tapos isang Asian. Kasi nga, sinama nila yung Chinese and everything. So, it's because you want to penetrate that market because ang laking market yan eh. Lahat may pera. Bakit, as a business sense, why won't you think about it? But sometimes this, if some people didn't know, is that before you get approved for a Chinese localization, you have to go through the state first. You have to go through the government. They have to approve your game. Rainbow Six Siege is actually big in China. And I play that game, but mm-hmm. I don't play in EAS, or which is East Asia server anymore, because nobody can speak English. So for those who haven't played, Rainbow Six Siege is big pagdating sa commands. Yung mic nyo kailangan on, kailangan nasan yung kalaban, ganyan-ganyan, kasi kailangan teamwork kayong lima. Hindi pwede yung type lang ng type ng type ng type, kasi your hands are occupied, so the best way to communicate is through your mic. Siyempre, shooter game to, so kailangan talaga, hindi pwedeng, oy, wait lang, punta ako sa isang corner, nagta-type ako ng commands kung nasan sila. So, alam natin, counter, hindi siya efficient. So, yun nga, malaki doon. And, one of the things that we noticed on the early stages of Rainbow Six Siege is that China has been selling these trial accounts to that Ubisoft actually gave out, and they were the ones who actually can buy this game lower than the standard price, which is before parang 60 or $59.99, which is normal price, $60, $60 game, ganyan, full game. Pero sila yung nakakabar yung sa half price lang, or even sometimes trial. If you're given like a trial account and everything, you don't have a username, pero you have this set of numbers. User 100 blah 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 blah. So nalaman namin parang ano to? This is when we noticed na ang dami nang nag-cheat sa Rainbow Six Siege. So we're not blaming them, but we're blaming the, what do you call this? How are they getting in? Meaning, if you bought a $60 game, it's rare that you will cheat. Diba? Kasi pero kung nabili mo lang to ng mura, subukan ko mag-cheat. Diba? Bili ako ng, kuha ko ng mga cheating software, subukan natin ma-penetrate to and everything. Para lang mas, diba? So, and since wala kang username, wala kang pakialam kung maban ka or whatnot. Kasi yung username mo wala namang kwenta. Binili mo lang siya just to try out the game. So, dun dumami yung second, yung localization naman nila, some of the Chinese even think that it's a Chinese game. So, because of the localization, they think it's a Chinese made game, ganyan. People are even arguing with us na parang, sinasabi namin, why don't you speak English? Because sabi niya, lahat naman ng kasulat sa game is English and everything. Sabi niya, no, it's Chinese. This is a Chinese game. Oh, shit, sabi ko. Okay, sabi ko. Yun. We didn't argue. Oo nga, we didn't argue from then on kasi parang, sige na lang. Sabi ko, ganyan
sabi
na yung...
Sabi mo eh.
Ganyan na yung level eh. Parang sabi niya, lipat na lang tayo ng game. So, I don't play in East Asia server. Not because it's toxic, but because, yun nga, kasi hindi ka makapag throw out ng ano. So, yun. Southeast Asia server is one of the most English-speaking server, mostly Indians though. So, hindi ko alam kung bakit sila nagko-connect dito, kasi mga mainland, hindi sila Singaporean eh. So, mainly ano sila eh, talagang
which
main.
Which one? Indian?
Hindi ko alam bakit sila nagko-connect sa Southeast Asia.
Kasi, mas malapit ang server ng Southeast Asia, even kami.
Talaga?
Dito sa Dubai. Oo, wala nga kaming server masyado dito eh. Kaya talaga? Kapag naglaro dito, sobrang lag. Mm-mm.
Puro Indian.
Kaya sa Southeast Asia rin ako.
Natatawa nga kasi ako dun kasi pinapangaralan ako ng ibang Indian. Kasi, I mean, you know how the culture of an Indian is very dominating. Meaning, they will tell you what is, particularly if they see a chink in your armor. Meaning, pag nakita nilang medyo aanga-anga. Kaya ang Pilipino, ma-humble eh, di ba? So parang, no, it's okay. Pag nakita nila yon, they will walk all over you. No, they will walk all over you. So, pag nagpakita ng weakness, kakainin ka ng buhay talaga ng Indian, sabihin nila, mas magaling, mas matalino kasi mas magaling. Although, sometimes the case is not, that's not the case. Minsan talagang, hindi lang talaga marunong mag, pagdating sa foreigners, Filipinos have this tendency to not argue against. We are not xenophobic by nature. Sabihin, pag foreigner, mas mahal natin kumpara sa kapo nating Pilipino na parang, di ba? Parang, Yeah, ganun talaga eh. Ganun talaga eh. Hindi natin maalam kasi nasa lahi na natin yan. In the future, I hope it changes. Pero right now, wala kang magagawa. Nasa dugo mo na yan. So, yun nga. Kasi pinapagalitan nila ako na parang, sabi ko, dude, I've been playing this game since beta. Sabi ko, just relax. Sabi niya, really? Look at my level. Kasi nasa mga 200 plus na. Siya na mga nasa 30 plus. So parang sabi ko, are you serious? You don't even have the entire collection of heroes. Sabi ko, matagal ko na kolekta yung entire collection ng mga operators dito. Nakatamad na nga ako sa game na to. Tapos papangaralan mo kung paano maglaro. Sabi ko, nandun ka na, magaling ka na sa mapa kasi syempre updated yung mapa. Oh, hindi ako updated sa maps eh. So parang, done. Pero don't tell me how to play. It's okay, buddy. I'm not angry. I'm just explaining. Tapos siya galit na galit. No, you... And then, hindi nung mag-imitate ng accent. Sabi niya, racist ako. Then, yun lang yun. So, yun nga. Ubisoft, yun yung Ubisoft part. Of course, Blizzard. Alam natin na Blizzard is, first and foremost, ang pinakamalaking population ng mga Blizzard games is Korea. So, mahal na mahal nila ang Blizzard games, particularly StarCraft. Hindi ko nga alam kung paano nila minahal ang StarCraft. Ewan ko kung bakit. Anong nakita nila sa StarCraft sobra. Pero siguro because, I mean, mainly South Koreans are OCs. Yung attention to detail. And if you micromanage in StarCraft, if that's how you play, you will win every time. Kung talagang ganun ka maglaro, micromanaging. Kasi kung makikita mo kung paano mag-macros yung mga... if you can get a hold of any StarCraft video out there, pag nakita mo yung macros nila, kung paano sila magpakita yung keyboard, pag basta nakita yung keyboard, makikita mo may hilo. Kasi sabihin mo, ayoko na maglaro ng StarCraft, ganyan pala talaga dapat maglaro. Ng... Eh, ikaw to, naglalaro ko ng StarCraft, mouse ka lang ng mouse, no? Oo, attack there! Oo, ganyan. Pero pag nakita mo sila, parang, kala mo, may tinatype.
Hindi, bilis na kamay.
Oo, hindi na nga. Yung iba ka, paa ginagamit eh. Pang disrespect lang sa kalaban eh. Parang, kaya mananalo, paa gagamitin ko sa iyo. ayun. So, ito yung surprising sa akin. One of the most surprising na malaki yung bayad, malaki yung paghahawak or ownership ng Tencent sa kanila is Grinding Gear Games. This is a New Zealand game. But they're assuring that Tencent has no, what I call this, parang...
Controlling stake.
Controlling. Wala silang influence dun sa game or whatsoever, that they can do whatever. They can do how, they can sell it however they want. Because, I mean, Path of Exile is a, ito yung ano eh, parang Warframe Diablo Warframe mix, sila yung ganun eh, sila yung better Diablo version sa online, kumbaga sa Destiny na hawak din dati na Activision, yung Warframe naman yung better version. Ibig sabihin yung, both are free and they handle their microtransactions very well. Hindi sila greedy, hindi sila pay to win, hindi sila kahit ano. Path of Exile is a freaking hard, grindy game. Kaya siguro yun ang pangalan ng Grinding Gear Games talaga sila. Sobrang grindy talaga ng game na yun. Pero sobrang ganda ng content. Ibig sabihin, kung yun ang gusto mo is mag-click at mag-lumabang ka lang katulad ng ginagawa mo sa Diablo, ma-achieve mo yun mas maganda sa Path of Exile. Sobrang sarap ng game na yun. Sobrang sarap pumatay ng mga creatures na marami. Sobrang, yan, ako the best talaga yung game na yun. So, anyway, they're 80% owned by Tencent. yan lang. Okay, so pag nawala ang Tencent sa kanila, just in case Tencent in the future gets in trouble with these investments or they get enough traction na galit na sa kanila and all that, I mean, these games would go out of business. Unless bilhin sila lahat ng Google or ng Sony or ng Microsoft, which is I don't think will happen. So yun, marami pang ibang games. Mga sikat na Paradox Interactive, which is 5%. Funcom, naku Funcom, ayaw ko ng Funcom talaga. Funcom 29% owned, pero ang Funcom kasi talagang
paid. Bakit? Ba't ayaw mo?
Kasi MMO yung mga madalas nilang pina-fund, pina-publish na games.
Ano yung sample games ng fun? Ano yung Funcom?
Basta may nilaro ko dati, sobrang pay to win. Sobrang ayaw niya akong pagalawin. Conan Exile, Secret World, Age of Anarchy Online.
Ah, ano? Secret World, oo, tama.
Oh, so parang, oh my God, sobrang ano niya.
Hindi
sobrang,
ka na makakilos.
Oo, parang pag kailangan, bumili ka na kasi, yung parang, parang paparamdam talaga sa iyo na kailangan magbayad ka. Oh my God. So, anyway, ano sila yung, puro MMO talaga yung ano nila. Etong ginagamit natin ngayon, Discord. Discord. It was also funded by Tencent. Kaya, I mean, we're not saying that these companies who took money from Tencent are bad. It's just that, ito yung mga, these are the companies that might have a chance to side with the Chinese government or whatever their political agenda is towards gaming or whatnot. Sila yung pwedeng magsalita na parang pupull out kami ng pera do sa company kung pagpatuloy niyo suportahan yung ganyan, katulad niya ngayon yung Hong Kong protests. So medyo nandun tayo sa part na yun kasi nga kaya nilabas itong mga article hawak nila kasi Tencent talaga malaki talagang kumpanya na nagbibigay ng pera sa mga maliliit na developers, which is admirable. But this is the bad part of it. Meaning, you can't say, ano, para siyang lobbying, di ba? Kumbaga sa US Congress, para siyang lobbying. Ibig sabihin, bigyan ka namin pera sa campaign mo para manalo ka or lahat ng kailangan mo and everything. Pero ito yung mga legislation na mag-yes ka, ito yung mga legislation na mag-no ka. So, kahit sa constituents mo ayaw nila yon, you have to say yes because you owe these guys because they helped you during your campaign. They help you win the election. Sa Pilipinas naman, silent lobbying dito eh. Si, puro dito si Attorney ganyan, tsaka si Mr. ganito. Si Mr. ano, nagbigay ng ganyan eh. Gusto niya, ganito daw. Ganyan. Dito, ano eh, more of corruption versus lobbying. Kasi hindi naman legal ang lobbying. Hindi mo nakikita yung mga big corporations. Although meron, kasi mga mining companies. Anyway, back to gaming. Back to gaming. Well, so yun. Yun lang. I mean, ikaw dyan, ano ba sa tingin mo itong fiasco na to? Liliit pa ba? Mawawala na ba to? O lalaki pa to? Kasi gulping-gulpi yung Blizzard ngayon. Kawawa, nakakaawa lang talaga Blizzard kasi sunod yung problema nila eh.
So far, we're focused tayo sa Tencent. Pero, sa tingin mo, it's just, Blizzard just, shot their own foot. Tapos hindi na nila alam kung paano to get out of it. Kasi, I think kumbaga parang, some line person na nakita lang yung stream so inano na siya, it's not really from higher up nang nangyari yung ban, no? Kasi policy something.
Oh like. Naman the thing then, is
umabot sa taas.
Exactly. This, kasi I mean let's I'll give ito yung I'll give Blizzard the chance here. Okay, so in all companies we have localization, diba? Whatever let's say Blizzard Philippines does, it's gonna take some time for main Blizzard to notice. Tulad nito, it's a simple ban and simple firing of the two casters that were officially under Blizzard. Pero is it really Blizzard US that did that? No, it was like Blizzard probably Asia or Blizzard China that did it. It's
or
their
sino mag-handle ng community.
Yun. Pero syempre, higher up doon yon sa dito yon sa Asia, hindi yon higher up sa US. But the thing is somebody caught wind of it because of certain ganyan and it blew up, and now the one that's trying to do damage control is the main Blizzard, which is the Blizzard US. Diba? North America, sila yung gumagawa ngayon ng damage control sa kalokohan ng local. Diba? Kasi kung titingnan mo, wala, makikita mo ang tagal nila mag-respond. Parang, syempre, nandun pa sila sa investigation part na parang, ano mangyari? Diba?
True.
O sasabihin naman ng local, hindi, sinunod lang namin yung nasa Blizzard rules kasi pulang ganyan, walang ganyan, ganyan. But the thing is, you're in China. And for you, it's offensive. But you forgot you're part of a party. That's why it's offensive. Pero on a global scale, you don't see that. You don't see that. So, whatever, the employees, there's word that the employees walked out sa US and everything, just to have their voices heard. Now, this is not the company that I signed up for. I thought you guys are about freedom and all that. But they're speculating that I think these are premature protests or reactions to the fact. Kahit alam natin na nandun tayo sa age na parang seconds lang pwede ka maggawa ng statement, Twitter ka na kagad, blah, blah, blah. Ganyan, ganyan. But the thing is, and you're not even on the part na parang nagbigay yung because of the influence of China and all that. Wala pa, yung local mo lang. But the thing is, yung local mo rin na nagbebenta ng games mo eh. So are you gonna lose that, the faith of that particular partner, which is yung local branch mo ng Blizzard? Or you're gonna stick to your guns because that's what Blizzard represents? So now they're at that crossroads. That's why nagsalita na yung president, walang kinalaman yung ganyan-ganyan, because syempre, malamang nakakuha sila ng statement sa local na parang wala nang ganito ah. Baga, alamin nyo kung ano talaga yung offensive o hindi. Hindi yung offensive sa party na. That, syempre, malamang yung nagtatrabaho na yun, yung nag-block ng lahat, is parang, baka, hindi ko sinasabing pro-China siya, pero yun yung talaga yung culture niya, na parang, hindi alam kung mali ito. Diba? Because no, yun ang
kinala. Nakasulat sa rules ng ano, contract or something.
Oh, hindi rin. Yung parang, let's say, yun talaga yung kinalakihan mo eh. Alam mong mali na magsalita against sa Chinese government. It just so happens that you work in Blizzard. Diba? And what they say, it offended you. And everyone, siguro malamang buong co-worker mo is mainland Chinese. Parang, uy, parang mali yung sinasabi niya. Diba? O iban mo na. Kasi yun lang yung alam niyo. That's all you guys know. Diba? And if you consider yung rules na ginamit nila, is parang, oh, tama yun. That's offensive to the local Blizzard. Pero you forgot that there's an entire world out there watching. So parang, hindi yan yung ibig sabihin namin ng offensive. Diba? Parang yung, I mean,
parang local
misinterpretation
of the global
Exactly. So parang ganito yan eh. Medyo malayong analogy, pero this is happening in the US. That there are entire neighborhoods, entire towns, they're consisted of all whites. Okay? And there's sometimes may nakatira dyan na black person or something. They are treating that black family the same way as they treat each other. Diba? So it's more likely that the entire town will say, no, there's no racism in America. Why? Because that's where they live in. Eh. Yun yung circle nila eh. Hindi. Meron nga kaming dito nakatira na black person, never naman nag-umangal ng racism. Never naman namin siyang in Alaska. Never namin ganyan-ganyan. Diba? Pero you forget that you're in one country. You can't go out saying, there's no racism in America. There's no racism in your town. But the thing is, because of this thinking na nandun ka sa loob ng circle, no, this is America. We're living in America and ganyan-ganyan. So there's no racism here. So it's easy for you to say that because you live in that bubble. Katulad ng nangyari dun sa ano, that's offensive to us because you live in this small bubble na puro kayo Chinese mainland. Yun lang ang pinaniniwalaan nyo. So pag may nagsabi against the norm, ay, di pwede. Di ba? Offensive yan. Bawal yan. Pero, sa totoo naman, nakalimutan mo may mundo, may mga sections, may mga ganyan na parang hindi mo nire-represent ang business. Nire-represent mo kayo as a local of Blizzard. Pero as a Blizzard, as a company, you're not doing that. Diba? So, yun yung medyo malaking issue na siguro what is happening. This is just pure speculation on my part, pero that's what I think because of the quick action of what happened. Right then and there, pinull out siya kagad, tapos binana siya and all that. Pinull out na kagad yung price. So, parang nakakatawa nga, eh, diba? Parang kasi ang iba kasi nasabi, they choose greed over freedom. Ibig sabihin, ayaw mo magigay ng price money, kinuha mo na lang yung price money. Tapos, winasak mo ba yung freedom ng isang tao na magsalita kung anong gusto niyan, ano ba? Kasi if that happens in the States, somebody said like yung nagsumigaw ng MAGA, yung Make America Great Again, wala namang issue yung tatawanan pa ngayon eh. Diba? Because it's your right to say that. That's your opinion. But you're not pushing the agenda unless you're being very racist against another person. Diba? No, let's say, ano ba? Blizzard tournament or whatever, StarCraft, diba? So you're like a white guy against a like a Mexican contestant, tapos sinabi mo, no, I'm building a wall. Ah, di, tanggal ka sa tournament kasi racist yun eh. Diba? Diba? Pero if you're just saying make America great.
Pero Chinese kasi, diba?
Yun nga.
Sa China kasi iba yung ganun eh.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yun nga, iba yung kala nila.
I can't say that they're racist, but...
Oo. They're not. I think this is entire politics. Kasi Chinese din naman ng Hong Kong eh. Diba?
Mm-hmm.
Although this is like Bisaya against Tagalog kasi sa kanila eh. The Cantonese are very...
Like you're looking down on...
Oh, the Cantonese other... have a very different culture than the mainline Mandarin-speaking Chinese. Yun, sometimes... Kasi nga, pero Hong Kong is the bread and butter of how the world knew China. Mm-hmm. Kasi hindi mo mapanood sila Jackie Chan, hindi mo mapanood sila Bruce Lee kung walang Hong Kong. Diba? Ano pa panoorin mo doon? Propaganda films. Ngayon, maganda na yung mga pinoproduce ng mainland China, which is super special effects and everything, kahit sobrang parang hindi na tama, over special effects na, parang wala na talaga mga actors halos. Pero yun, magaganda pa rin talaga sa yung mga graphics nila and everything is so believable, better than Hollywood sometimes. Sometimes it's just that their plots are so silly na parang talagang pang Chinese talaga yung pelikula na yun kasi sila na nakakaintindi ng kultura nila. Pero visually it's very stunning, better than Hollywood, better than than Marvel movies. Ganun kaganda yung mga special effects nila. Diba? Kasi syempre mas madaling mag kasi sa Hollywood is if you're trying to portray an army, you have to CGI most of it kasi hindi ka pwedeng kumuha ng ganong karaming extra, di ba? Mga 10,000 extra para lang, di ba? Sa China, pwede ka talagang kumuha ng 10,000 extra. Madali lang yun eh. Ang dami nag-aabang nun eh. Although, siyempre, mas marami doon CGI mo. Kuha ka ng mga 500 na actors. Sa Hollywood, di mo kayang kumuha ng 500 extra unless talagang super big budget epic film eh. Pero katulad din sa Marvel, there's no one running in the screen nung nag-clash yung final sa Endgame. There's literally no one there. Everyone is CGI there. So akala ng mga tao nag-clash na talaga sila. Individually, what I call this, individually film. Hindi, wala, kahit sila Captain America. yung clash na yun, wala na yun. Puro lang yun, parang nanood ka lang ng video game talaga doon. Sa China, pwede pang nag-clash talaga sila. Kasi nga, madaling kumuha ng extra. Pero then, that's the difference in the culture. And that's how things work from east to west. That's why we can't really blame Blizzard US as a whole, as a company. And we have to look at the deeper situation, what really happened. The thing is, yun nga kasi digital world na tayo. So, inaction within a few days is not action at all. It should be when the...
Hey. Wait.
Ayun, nawala ako.
Baka nawa...
Mm-mm.
Nawala ako. Ang haba na sinasabi ko. Sabi ko, sino ba yung nawawala-wala? Tululong. Tumutunog-tunog. Sino yun? Ako pala.
Ikaw pala.
Ako pala. Nakalagay kasi no network access, no... internet ako. Bakit ako no internet? Ewan ko. Narinig niya na ako.
Kala ko na-ban ka na.
Ayun ang nangyayari. Yun ang nangyayari.
Sinasabi ko na eh.
Guys, pinipenet, linididos tayo. Saan na ba tayo? Ayun. I think may part 2 pa tayo dito, di ba? May part 2 pa tayo sa issue na to, and we might have we might have like a second part of this with fresh insights from some guests. So, meron na kami na book na guest. Bakit?
Excited na ba kayo?
No, excited na ba kayo? So, ito yung mga ano to, mga industry, ano, mga industry veteran magsasalita.
Ayun. And last episode before ESGS.
Oh, yun, pre-ESGS. So, pupunta kami lahat except si Biebs kasi walang ESGS sa Dubai. Wala rin pupunta kung mag-ESGS dyan.
Bayan!
Puro mga empleyadong walang alam sa gaming ang pupunta dyan. Mobile Legends din ilalaro nila. So, yun lang ang booth.
Uy, hindi, baka pagka may time, baka pumunta rin ako sa gaming convention dito. Meron tayo, alam. Insomnia Dubai.
Pero kung may ESG, the biggest gaming ESGS convention. Nga dyan. Diba? Parang version ng ESG. Hindi yung gaming convention ng Dubai. Siyempre, mga Dubai releases yan. Mga UAE, Middle East releases, diba? Walang Call of Duty, more Modern Warfare. Diyan just like, saka lang meron.
Hindi. May mga tournaments din sila pati ng mga ibang developers. It's a big event. Kasi laki ng ESGS. Yun yung katumbas niya
parang,
dito.
Parang E3 ganun. Parang E3 ng Dubai. Ganun.
Yeah.
So anyway, speaking of releases, so I think you guys are already aware na may release dates na ang... May release dates na may specs na, may system requirements na for PC users. Meron ng Modern Warfare, in Call of Duty Modern Warfare, meron na siyang specs on kung gusto niyo mag-ultra ano na, settings and everything. Nandun na siya lahat. And both, I think ito na yung future talaga ng PC gaming. Or probably gaming in general, pati na rin sa mga consoles. Pero ngayon, syempre, of course, yung consoles medyo tamed down yung system requirements niyan. Pero for PC, I think it's 175 gig to install Call of Duty Modern Warfare. And 150 gig to install Red Dead Redemption 2. Nga pala, more announcements on Red Dead Redemption 2. It's pretty cheap. It's $2.99 for the Ultimate Edition. If you pre-order now. So, malaking ano yung cut yun ah. Usually kasi kung Ultimate Edition pinag-uusapan na, it's around like $70 or something. Minsan $100. The collector's edition pala yun. Pero yung mga $70 or whatnot, yun yung Ultimate Edition usually. So, lahat ng perks and all the makuha. Pero, binibenta siya for like 2,900 pesos. Just have to download the like the Rockstar app. They now have their own in-game app. So, meron na siyang sariling... Hindi, launcher. May sarili siyang launcher. Ang Rockstar. Mm-hmm. Automatically, which is good, it's converted to peso na. Meron tayong local currency. Maganda. Also, Ubisoft recently implemented. Narinig na rin ako sa wakas. Diyos ko. Tagal na ako naglalaro sa Ubisoft. Nagko-convert pa ako ng pounds to minsan dollars, Singapore dollars. May peso na sila. Ayan. So, ang sakit sa mata na niya tignan. Hindi na siya. Hindi na siya mga 30, 50, ganyan. Sakit siya, thousands na siya. It's like, oh, man, ito. Oh, ganyan kalaki yung babayaran mo. Meral ko yan, oh.
Pero pagka nakaibang currency, parang kala mo, ang liit, no?
Oh, parang $50, mura lang pala eh. Mura lang pala eh.
Oh, pag binayara mo, uy.
Although malaki yung convert na, I've tried. This is the reason why I bought in Epic Games. Why I bought what do you call this? Rainbow Six Siege the second time in Epic Games. Because Ubisoft's conversion to peso adds around 500 pesos more. So, ang sakit sa bulsa kasi ang binabayaran ko lang is parang, alam mo yung battle pass? So, parang year, oh, 1 year battle pass ang binabayaran ko.
Subscription.
Yeah, and it was like $23, I think. Or $20 or $30, mga ganun lang. So, parang sabi ko, oh, magkano lang to? Mga 1,000 plus lang to. Umabot ako ng mga 2.5. Sabi ko, ba't ako bayad ng 2.5? Ang mahal. Sabi ko, hindi ako mabayad ng 2.5. Ba't ako mabayad ng 2.5? Sabi ko, mali talaga yung conversion. Sabi ko, tignan ko sa Epic Store. $17. Sabi ko, uy, sige, i-convert mo ngayon yan. Tapos hindi ano, kinonvert ng tama. Okay, nakuha ko siya ng $17. Yun yung dahilan. Kaya lang kasi, so lumabas din, para din ako nag-buy ng 2.5. Pero kasi, binili kayo yung game. Tapos binili kayo. So parang,
huwag ka na mag-ano, inang.
Nalo
ganun pa rin yung binayaran mo.
Ganun pa rin binayaran ko. Parang makatipid, mukha pang ginagagawin. Naloko din ako sa huli.
Mas mautak sila. Ah, brainy.
Oo nga eh. Kala hindi, buy one, take one to 2.5 din. Oh, ito na lang, dalawa pa. Lumabas din.
Buy one, take one.
Oo. Ito, 2.5, isa lang, sir. Pero ito, buy one, take one. Oh, diba? Uy, okay, ito na lang. Mura pa rin yung presyo. Kala niyo, maloloko niyo ako. Ah. Ganun din, bili ko ulit yung game. Para... My God! Sana binili. Parang inibinago ko na nga lang username ko eh. Binili ko na lang yung ay, ginamit. Para yung anak ko naman makalaro ko just in case matapos ko na yung PC niya na 3,000 years na hindi ko pa natatapos. Ayun. So anyway, yan nga. Medyo magkakaroon pa ng... Oh, announcements. Go.
Well, technically, napag-usapan na natin to last time. Pero may official release date na ang PS5, diba? Next year.
Yes. Yun. Well,
although hindi pa siya specific date, but we can expect it next year.
Holiday 2020?
Oh, holiday so holiday 2019, abangan nyo na yung announcement by year end. Because that's how they work.
Mm-hmm.
They will start production probably... as soon as next year, probably mga first or second quarter they will start production yan. Kasi nga ang mga developers kailangan mo bigyan ng leeway dahil gagawa sila ng games, di ba? Kung meron silang currently, if they're currently making games right now, you have to give it to them like 18 months before you actually announce anything about your new console. That's the reason why they're holding off on any news at all, because that's what they're busy. Ganyan ka busy yung Sony. Kasi yan yung inaasikaso nila. Mag-release na kami ng bagong console. So, ito na yung mga packets nyo. Ito na yung mga developer kits nyo. Gawan nyo na yan para sa bagong console. So, yun.
Pero kung alam ko may backward compatibility ang PS5 eh. Talagyan nila.
Yeah, sana sa lahat.
Until PS4 lang.
Sana nga sa lahat. Well, that's like PS4 all over again, right? So,
yeah.
Ganyan. Pero, I mean, it's gonna be focused mostly on online content. That's what we're heading for. Kasi kung wala silang ganun klaseng hardware, or at least not yung ready software, is mahuli na naman ng Sony pagdating sa technology. Nauna lang sila sa sales talaga eh, pero sa technology, nahuli sila palagi. Kahit sa hardware nila, tinalo sila ng Xbox One X eh. Pero yun, at least now, they're on even ground. They're again the first console to be released again. Hindi magre-release ang Xbox niya ng matagal na panahon because kumikita ang Xbox, yung live service nila. So, we'll see. Kasi nga, meron na rin ng Sony.
Talaga ba? Wala pang announcement ang Xbox?
Meron silang Meron silang project katulad the same, I think the same time as PS5 was announced that or leaked. They announced theirs.
Project Scarlet ata pangalan.
Hindi. I think Project Scarlet is Xbox One X. Eh. I'm not really sure. Pero anyway, so I think it's almost the same. They're gunning for 4K, 30 frames per second. That's all you can gun for sa mura ng consoles. Hindi ka pwedeng tumaas dun kasi, I mean, even $1,000 or even $2,000 PC, could barely handle 60 frames per second 4K. The technology is not really available. It's not really there. That's why NVIDIA and AMD came up with that like ray tracing technology to buffer the 4K handling, because hindi kayang ma-afford talaga ng normal consumer kung mag 4K 60 frames per second. Sobrang hirap.
sobrang grabe yun.
Sobrang hirap. Maabot ka ng mga $5,000. Kung gagawa sila ng ganun, hindi nila, hindi ka bibenta. Ako bibenta. Para ka lang sa mayayabang bibenta. Yun nga, sa mayayabang lang ang bibenta ng mga testers, mga ganyan, mga nag-overclock. Sila lang yung enthusiasts sila eh. So may pera sila para dyan. Pero yung normal consumers, which is your main target.
Consumer na gamer.
Yes, oo. Kasi nga, I mean, Steam numbers when it comes to PC. I think 70% of the users still play in 1080p. So, mababa yung...
Yeah, totoo.
Mababa yung needs. And that's what you're gunning for because that's the entire market. You're not selling to the 30% kasi konti lang sila. Wala ka halos kikitain. Mayabang nga kayo, ganda ng graphics nyo, pero, di ba? Nag-enjoy
lugi
ba kayo?
Lugi pa sila sa custom.
Oo. Oh, tsaka 70, I mean...
Nag-enjoy ba kayo? Oo, pag sinagot kayo na ganun.
Oh, tsaka shooter games, when it comes to shooter games, lahat ng pro walang naglalaro ng ultra settings. Walang naglalaro. Lalaro sila sa pinaka-low settings talaga. Halos walang... Kasi nga, it's faster. The frame rates are faster if it's lower settings. So that's what they're gunning for, meaning accuracy ang gusto nila. And they're not troubling their systems for gano'ng kaganda ilalabas yung... Oh, exactly. Doon lang sila nag-focus sa controls. Diba? Kung gano'ng kabalis lalabas, hindi kung gano'ng kaganda. So, yun. Yun talaga yung inaano nila. Ano ba? So, yun. Yun lang yun. I mean,
oo nga, sabay nga. Sabay nga ang Project Scarlet at saka PS5. I'm currently checking it now. Pareha silang holiday 2020. Pero I'm looking for the specs pa eh. So,
ano lang
naman, kasi... kahit naman magkaroon ng Xbox Scarlet, PS5 pa rin ako.
Hindi ka naman bibili ng Xbox.
I won't even bother to buy an Xbox eh.
Oh,
depende lang talaga sa market kung US probably they'll be getting more.
Ang gusto ko kasing mangyari. Ang gusto ko kasing mangyari. Stop the exclusivity deals. Ibig sabihin, wala nang exclusive deals unless kasi ngayon wala na eh. Wala nang exclusive. Why? Because I can play your exclusives on PC now. The thing is, your exclusives are killing the market. Ikaw lang nakakalaro niyan. Ang gusto ko kasi you play where you want to play. Big sabihin, you grew up with a PlayStation controller in your hands. Then you play on PlayStation. Nobody cares. Nobody cares what you hold in your hands. But you grew up with an Xbox. Yeah. You grew up with a keyboard and a mouse. Then go play there. Let's play the same games wherever we want to play. Kasi namamatay yung...
Hindi yung sila yung nag-dictate.
Oo. Pero mo, I mean, okay lang. Naintindihan ko if you're gonna go straight. If you're gonna exclusive game, katulad ng Last of Us, yes, because you're the only one playing Last of Us. There's no multiplayer. Diba? Then you play there. Sige. Maglaro ka ng single player games, RPG, sa sarili mong console na ginawa na. Sige, that's fine. God of War, sige, you play it on PlayStation kasi dun lang siya available. That's fine. Pero if you're gonna say, katulad ng ginawa ng Modern Warfare, why are you going to exclusive a particular portion of your game to one console? Why? One year? The entire year for one... The entire portion of a game for 1 year? By the time na ni-release mo yan for everyone, the game is already dead. So, who's losing out? Who's losing out on the money? The developer. Diba? While whoever... Kasi it could be Xbox na gumawa nun, it could be. Pero who's losing out on the money? The developer, who's losing out on the... Ano ganyan? Kasi, pero either way, kasi binibigyan sila ng pera eh. Kaya ganyan, yung exclusive deal. Bigyan mo ng pera talaga developer eh. Kailangan nyo ng developer money? Sige. So yun. Yun lang. So anyway, going back to the China issue, yun lang yung masasabi namin actually. And we'll just hear what others have to say. Sa guest namin next week. So, yun lang. Pero hindi kami
galit. Makikin natin ngayon, ah. I mean, yung episode.
Oo naman. Siyempre. May pero part 2.
Pero hindi tayo galit saan?
Hindi tayo galit. Hindi kami galit sa Chinese, ah. Hindi kami galit sa Chinese. So, galit lang kami. Hindi kami galit. Galit kami sa nangyayari. We don't want any political issues to be brought into the gaming system or industry. We want our politics to stay at home. Not be brought up into
or
the...
Or to stay kung saan man siya.
Oo, doon lang siya. Sa political field. Doon tayo sa iba ang gusto natin dito, di ba? Ano lang tayo, mga bobo tsaka magagaling sa games. Diba? Madalas kasi nga lang, bobo! Bobo, bobo, bobo! So, yun lang. Anyway, cancer. Cancer lang. So, anyway, you guys have anything else?
Wala.
Ayun. So, medyo maikli lang tayo mga kapatid. Maikli lang ating, ano. Pero abangan nyo, marami kaming pagbabago ngayon sa Puro Color. We'll just announce it on the Facebook page and our Discord. Join our Discord. We'll just set the links on the description below. No, the YouTube channel.
YouTuber ka na pala. Inang, sinasabi ko na nga ba eh. Hello, guys.
Hi.
Welcome
hi, guys.
Back to my channel.
Hi, mga kalaro. Yes.
Welcome back to our channel. So, oy, pero naingit talaga ako sa ESGS. Guys, pag nakita niyo si Inang, tsaka si, ano, si John. Say hi for me.
Kung makilala niyo kami, ha? Wala kaming ID. Bahala
kung makilala niyo sila.
Nag-iipon pa kami ng pambawa ng merch. So, bahala na. Sige. Yeah, I think that's it for our episode today. Thank you very much for listening, guys. Gabing-gabi na nakikinig pa kayo, matulog na. Alright. You have a great night and huwag masyado puro kaloro. Good night.
Good night.